Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I feel like there's a lot of asks that may be distracting Matt, but also that don't get to Matt till after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And as our business grows, we need some support for Matt.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah, yeah. So
feel free, by the way, to email Oscar your favorite links that he will open at work to make sure that they will do the job. Merle Rogers, I know you're into some things, so go ahead.
Yeah.
Don't open that Amato link. Amato, it's some freaking stuff, okay? Just trying to make a baby, not a crime scene. All right?
It's not like we're pulling him out of Harvard Business School. He's at Micro Center.
And he's unhappy.
Right. And he's unhappy.
Yeah. It's time not to be a
greedy granny.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
From Podville Media in Washington, D.C., where a lot of people are finding out whether they're going to be coming for a visit or not. And around the world, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party, and please join us along with our friends in great places like Gresham, Oregon, Silver Springs, Florida, Avon, Indiana, Lacana on Skagit Bay, Washington, Ambergris, I hope I pronounced that right, K in Belize, and Bergen in Norway, not Bergen County, in Jersey.
It's New Bergen Jersey County in Norway, where they do a lot of
welcome
moonshining.
To the show, yeah. Taping a little earlier this morning, and I'm not affected. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good in the morning, the last two mornings, and I don't like to give extra commercials when they're not due, but...
They have a spot today.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
okay,
second
spot.
Okay,
well, then we'll talk about them later. It's my second night in a row, and... I like it.
They're out of sight, baby.
I like the way I feel in the morning, but we'll talk about that later. Welcome to the show. Did not do the full political junkie experience last night. Took a little break, watched a little TV, watched a little second episode of White Lotus, and then I drifted in and out. I'm a political junkie. I like to find out what's going on, but it was kind of driving me nuts without real results.
Yeah, there was a lot of recycled info.
I watched it, the whole thing. I was
Rob, I need you a little hotter. I have no idea how it went away, but it did.
All right,
should have noticed that at the beginning. What were you saying, Oscar?
I watched it till 1:30 a.m., well, maybe 2. The results come in. There's a pattern, especially on CNN, that gets you like you've got the graphic, you've got the breaking news, and it's the same news, and you're just
they're
the
a
hour,
machine.
Boom, bam. So the rhythm's there. What I was shocked by, and Mike, for those of you that joined us yesterday on the program, Mike and I were both kind of downtrodden when we walked in, where...
Yeah, I got crap from a listener about it. Said, hey, you were filled with negativity. Well, and I responded to him. I said, by the way, why don't you take a look at the state I live in?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
The state that is now
but
ruby red.
This is a national show. I get your
This is a national show.
Candy apple red, Mike.
Yes. Candy apple red. Fire engine red, Florida.
The early vote that came through was... I think most I'm learning at least that the Democrats the mail-in ballots in certain states count for X, Y, and Z. You break it down, and then you're like, it's not over till it's over until you get to like roughly 80-90%,
right?
Where they're making predictions.
Not even then, not even close. Then
correct, but there's only I think 5 or 6 different outside seats that we haven't figured out yet because of runoffs and it's too close, right?
Right.
But the majority
in the Senate,
the majority of the seats. You can't tell me you weren't surprised that it wasn't a completely like a complete red wave.
Here's the way. Here's the way I looked at it. I was hopeful.
You didn't share that with us yesterday. I was expecting a red wave.
But you know what?
When I say hopeful, hope in the sense of boy, I'd sure like it to. I'd like to be wrong.
Yeah.
I was expecting. What everybody was telling us to expect, the red wave with that.
You handled it like you always do. You set yourself up when the disappointment happened, you were going to be prepared for it.
And then
we got a pleasant surprise.
I think that...
except in Florida.
You know, when you live if you're a Republican that lives in a royal blue state, or you're a Democrat that lives in a candy apple red state, it is tough to keep your head up because you just like, you can't help but have that natural inclination as a human being to say, why bother? At the same time, I have to say we are truly more divided than we've ever been. I think the elections resulted in that. You could say, Trump's guys, the election deniers, all lost. No, they didn't all lose. A lot of them won.
Mm-hmm.
And you can all, yeah, go ahead.
Look, we should probably book Reed Galen on the shows like this. Day after
the dust settles, I think that's a great idea. Yes. By the way, the dust is not going to settle for a few days.
Or December in Georgia.
Georgia's almost, I don't know what they said, but coming in here to taping, I think that's almost certainly.
Georgia's prickly.
It's a prickly state. A runoff between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker.
Can he still run or is he too old?
Who's that?
Herschel Walker. I want to know if his athletic days are behind him.
Oh, run. You see, when you say run, I'm thinking politics. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about a sport.
Walker.
Georgia.
Maybe just two Walkers.
Yeah. Georgia's ruby apple red, in my humble opinion. It really is. Georgia, it's a slog when you get somebody elected that's a Democrat, like they did in the last election. So we'll see what happens with that. But it was what I took away from last night is, once again, polls are BS. You really can't tell. You don't know. And by the way, for those of you that might take in CNN, as I do, you can take that Jonah Hill wannabe David Shamalian or whatever the hell his name, the poll guy that has the exit polls, and you can shove him. I cannot stand that.
Zach Galifianakis.
What I get frustrated with, what are you telling me when you've got these different polls? Are you weaving some sort of narrative? No, what you're doing is you're weaving a narrative that, like the Bible, can be tailored to whatever agenda you have.
Precisely.
That's what it is. So it was frustrating to watch the coverage of this, and that's why I had to take a my brain hurts break from all the political coverage. But as Oscar said, probably a surprise, not a massive surprise, but certainly
I was surprised.
Not what the what the Republicans were expecting, but at the same time, looks like they're going to control the House. And it looks like they've got a relatively decent shot of not necessarily relatively decent shot, but the Senate is still up in the air and the House is still up in the air. So I'm not going to say relatively decent shot because I have no idea.
They're up in the air.
What it is, I mean, think about it. You how many races did you look where individual thousands of votes separated these candidates? Effing divided.
Okay, that's fair.
It's amazing.
The MAGA nation is still relevant in my eyes as they clearly came out and voted.
Oh yeah.
What I was surprised by what I was scared about, and I think it's a cautionary tale for 2024, I didn't see coming because I'm a rube and I don't know a lot about politics. I'm still learning. Is this what is it, as they're calling, a Remember Reckoning? I saw that on Twitter.
Oh, a what?
Remember Reckoning.
What's a Remember Reckoning?
Roe versus Wade. And women have come out.
I think to a degree.
Yeah.
Are you discounting their vote? What do you mean, no?
Well, I'm going to say that I'm not sure. So many races are up in the air right now. But I think that... super radicals, Mastriano in Pennsylvania. I think that the real extreme election deniers had a tougher night than expected.
Oz didn't win.
Yeah, Mehmet is out.
Mehmet's gone, and that's and not that a big was, surprise.
But that was awfully close too.
I think Pennsylvania's bluer than they and they have a Shapiro now.
They've
the
got
governor,
an empathy. So. Gene, that
Who's
guy
that?
Was up there with a teleprompter.
Are you talking about Mehmet?
No, Mehmet's, who's Mehmet's?
Fetterman?
Fetterman was up there with a teleprompter.
Well, no, I think
speaking spell, for God's sakes, and he won.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's recovering from a stroke.
The human condition is when you are taking a run at a guy that's, you know, health-wise, given a bad hand, you can't really get away with it. Yeah, people don't like that. People don't like that.
You've got to live in the state. You can't live in New Jersey. You can't live in New Jersey and pretend you live in Pennsylvania.
That's the big issue.
Yeah.
He was a carpetbagger, and that's what did it.
Do you like the term Rick Road? Like, is it a Rick Rolled? Rick Road?
What is it? What is it?
Roe versus Wade?
I don't like that either. No.
Okay.
I would say that according to a poll I saw, abortion was the second largest issue of people's mind. So I think you can say that without a clever word.
Rick
Road. I expected today to
make it so.
Two things. I expected to come in and have Congress already in the hands of the Republicans, and I expected to come in today and have the Democrats holding on, because I thought that if Fetterman could win, then I thought Georgia would be a walk. I thought Warnock would win in an absolute walk. You cannot underestimate the people of Georgia. And their ability to turn out the red votes.
They're scared of Warnock because he sounds like a mythical creature.
I'm the Warnock. we're going to get the Kraken to come out with the Warnock. That's what we're going
Ragnarok
to do.
I think of Ragnarok from Thor.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So
he should run.
So the biggie in the country was Fetterman beating Oz. That's the one that's been decided. Yeah. And in a lot of places, like, let's see, we got... Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, all too close to call in the Senate, so we don't know yet. Pretty much everybody I'm listening to is telling us there will be a runoff in December. The question is whether that runoff will be for control of the Senate. And I heard somebody from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution say that if there is a runoff and it is for control of the Senate, that she gives Herschel Walker the advantage. Which is interesting, because the last time they had something like that, it was the Democrats that had an advantage. So who knows?
And there is also a House seat in Virginia, Yesley Vega and Abigail Spanberger. Spanberger had enough of a margin that...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a little bit.
No, that's Lou Bega. Not Yesley Vega. Right. But as of recording time today, Vega has not conceded or congratulated, even though the
Spangler won, right?
Spanberger.
Yes. Spangler. Mm. Spangler?
Spangler.
Carl Spangler for the U.S.
Cinderella boy, about to become a United States country.
Could you reach out to Reed and see if he'll come on?
Of course.
So I know he's busy.
Yeah, I will.
I feel like a rube where I'm like,
he'll be busy for 48 hours. He'll be busy for a couple of days. We'll catch him
next week.
Yeah. Maybe next week.
Maybe break it down to us.
We could break that.
His favorite nickname for the Roe versus Wade controversy.
Yeah, Rick Road.
No. How about Ride the Wade?
What?
Roe versus Wade. Ride the Wade.
Oh, no.
Better than yours.
Let's not do this. That's what I think.
Why?
I don't think it's a good idea.
You don't want women to vote?
I got it. What? Row your vote.
You win. That's good. That's really good.
row, you vote.
And we can sing it in a round, but later. Not now.
So, anywho, that was it. We're divided. No surprise there. It makes me think about a lot of people, the way we talk to each other. And I don't know.
I feel it tough in Florida.
Yeah.
It's
got to be a little depressing.
I don't care. No, because it's expected. It's expected.
It doesn't make it any less sad.
You thought it was bad in Manassas.
Yeah.
You're doing in Florida is literally staring at the sun without sunglasses.
Yeah, you're in the belly of the beast right now.
I had to say to my wife last night, honey, you've got a good job down here. I'm happy with the weather down here. Our son's in a good school down here. And look, we're divided. Anywhere you go, you're going to be divided. I don't know. Yes. Are there red states and blue states? There are.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more, these states are all highly competitive. All of them. The red states and the blue states. That's just the way it rolls now. And I'm okay with that.
You have to stay down there until you can complete your plan, which is grooming your son to be governor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, there's
not in Florida.
He's the Centurion candidate.
Yes, he is. Yes. He'll be there.
He's got to be 30. He said, "Dad, why is Florida red?" Uh-huh. I didn't know really what to tell him. I said, I assume Florida's seniors angry. That are more conservative. And, well, we'll have a wonderful story in the homepage
Florida's
today
mad.
About Florida being angry, which is just fantastic. They're all down here, by the way. At least many of them are right now.
They.
And I can tell on the highways and byways, which I complain about every year, but yeah. it doesn't change. You know, where you'll see, oh my gosh, I think there's an accident. And then you'll see a Toyota Camry that's going 11 miles an hour with a cotton top in the driver's seat that barely sees over the wheel. And it's just like, oh, here we go.
Aline is driving her Toyota.
They are. I'm included. They're all living longer.
Yes.
They're all not wanting to die, so they are taxing our medical services down here to the nth degree, and they all are driving everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's going. And by the way, and I don't want to make a sweeping generalization, but I'm going to, okay?
You never this paint with a broad brush, Mike.
This might be controversial. A good chunk of them are blissfully clueless that there are people that have been through the S storm, and I don't mean that figuratively, with Downey. And by the way, Rob, that phone call I took right as we were going to air.
Yeah, who was that?
That was the county informing me that with the tropical system, they are opening up shelters on this side of the state as well. So
I thought you were safe.
You know what? I was so busy checking on elections that I did not look at my local weather, because it is going to be an East Coast storm. But here we are late in the season, very late in the season, getting this tropical activity. I get the impression when you go out and about that the snowbirds in particular, that
right.
were not directly impacted, come down here and like, doop, de, doop, de, doop, de, doop, consume, consume, consume,
yeah.
consume, consume, consume.
They're probably, probably a little bothered that the cleanup hasn't gone better.
They're like, I thought the beach would be ready by now.
Yeah. I don't understand why we can't
it's
go to the beach.
It's in season.
That's ridiculous. I am down here.
To that taco stand where you get quesadillas
water. Did you see that debris? Did you see that debris on the side of the road?
I went out to get a grouper taco, and I saw such debris.
The debris, and no one's touched it.
Do you think they're going to fix the hooter soon?
I just know my father picked exactly the right time to go down to Miami.
Hey, I want to show you, and I got to clean it up. Hold on a second,
all right.
Because I've got a coffee cup that's got a coffee stain on it, but I want to show you this, and you probably can't see this, but this is FK Your Diet, and want to give them a free plug down here. If you're ever down in the Fort Myers area, stop by and support them. These are foster kids that a foster kid that started this restaurant, and this guy has just tons of people out in front of the place every time I drive by.
Awesome.
Because he's giving away free food and he's collecting things for people, and on that side of Route 41, down here in Southwest Florida, there's a lot. There are a lot of people who are hurting, and it's stunning. And the way we do it down here, believe it or not, you go into one of these communities. It's a trailer park community, and if you've got stuff that they need, you beep your horn, and they'll come out and just take it because they need everything. Whether it's cash, whether it's clothing that they might need, socks, underwear, that type of thing. It's just, there are so many people like the guy that owns this restaurant. By the way, they've always been about community service, but in this particular thing, they've really kicked it into overdrive. And by the way, if you want to come down and enjoy a phenomenal breakfast down there, it's very, very special too. So it's a cool place. It almost walking distance from where I live, and we're super proud
FK
of them.
Your
Have
diet?
Been for a long time.
Can you give us your address so we can get closer?
As far as three locations.
We can put a link up.
Oh, you give your my address? Is that what you're saying?
You can walk
from
my house.
Me.
Yeah,
don't
well,
mock me.
What
it's
the best thing to
time.
Do is to park at Mike's house and then take an Uber if you can.
Hey, I got what you can park in. Park in this.
how dare you?
Rob and I were talking about the fact that his daughter and her beau,
Jack,
right,
yes.
Jack are both vegan, so it's a little challenge for him at Thanksgiving. I was in contact with my daughter last night, who will be coming in for the Thanksgiving holiday as well. And I am here to tell you that based on watching Looney Tunes in the morning with my son, but which we did not divert from today, even with the election coverage, we still watched
it. I love this tradition that you have with him, because he's been on the Looney Tunes bandwagon now for over a year.
Yeah, he watches it every single morning. It recycles because they've got a limited amount of content. So they're recycling that. And it now, we're really starting the Christmas push with all of the toys they're selling. And
oh, the advertising, yeah.
There is a holiday game that I will try to acquire prior to my whole family getting down here, because we will play with Michael and my daughters and their beaux. And it's called Greedy Granny. And it's going to be in our home. Greedy Granny is a game where...
is it about everyone who lives around you in Florida?
Well, it should be. It's got... Greedy Granny is a plastic granny that sits there, and I think she's got a TV tray.
Yes.
She's got a TV tray with cookies, with plastic cookies on it.
Okay.
And the object of the game... is to, he's looking
yeah, up. Look
he's
getting
out to right computer up, up. Right up. The object of the game is to take Greedy Granny's cookies, her pile of cookies, without waking her up. And when Greedy Granny wakes up because you've taken one too many cookies, she spits her teeth out.
That is hilarious.
Oh my God. It's like, you know what? It's like gross. A modern version of Operation. Do you use tweezers or are you allowed to use your hands?
I don't know that detail, but Greedy Granny is definitely going to be in the O'Mara household. Remember the pie game where you had the little pie in the face one? That was popular for a while. And you put your face in a little cardboard cutout and go with that. Greedy Granny is my pick to click. It truly, truly is. I am excited about
it. I've got a video here. Let's see what this has to say. If you don't mind.
Okay,
let's
listen.
Hold on, this audio is terrible. This is on me. User error.
All right, hold on.
This guy's pulling out Green Granny.
Oh, he has a lot of, he looks like a board game guy.
Over modular, can you turn down turn down the game.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And then, turn me up. Why is this guy
It doesn't sound like it's coming through the board.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, shocker. It doesn't work. All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for nothing.
Hold on.
Typical.
Wires there.
Not working the way it should. Moving on.
But it's fun.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, especially.
Why do all that work?
With urgency.
Yes. I swear I tested it. Right.
I don't know.
You from Tommy. Greedy Granny.
See, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Steal her biscuits, but don't wake her up. One false move is all it takes. They've woken Granny! And there go her teeth! New Greedy Granny, only from Tommy.
That's
one of the British commercials.
I was going to say, it's all British. It's a,
Greedy Granny, only from Tommy.
Steal the biscuit. Granny. And then
be careful.
Escape on the lift.
Let me see if the other one is. Let's see.
All American
Granny.
Oh, here's the American.
Steal her cookies, but don't wake her up. One false move is all it takes. They've woken Granny, and there go her teeth. Greedy Granny.
That is great.
There's a lot of A lot of stuff going on in the creative meeting that builds up to that.
I love anybody thinking
it's
out of
so
the box.
It's so not PC.
You know?
It's perfect.
Yeah, greedy.
It's wonderful.
Granny,
it's right? Elder shaming. Anyway,
she's
it's,
not that greedy, by the way. She just wants to keep her own cookies.
Let me just. I'm a glutton for punishment, and I also could be wrong. I want to make sure that this isn't user error and this is systems error.
Don't get obsessed. We've had it.
Now, this is the game, Greedy Granny. Will you risk it for a biscuit?
Give me
now,
the
in
board.
This game, Greedy Granny.
That doesn't
granny,
sound like the commercials.
No, you know, it doesn't. I just want to make sure I have like the right the aux. Den,
and she's watching Jeopardy, okay. And
it's both. It's error, and we have to count.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, arguably one of the most professionally run shows in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, you know what? The next time Oscar gives me crap about my technical skills, gotta kind of hand it to me.
Yeah,
on
you
that
got
one,
a card
you know?
Now. Yeah,
this is
get
all me.
Yeah, this is
all me. This is
I'm suspect of the cable at best.
But anywho, speaking of greedy, I am very curious because yesterday, right before we went on the air, Oscar Santana informed me that he was in some sort of negotiation.
Oh, yes.
With an individual that I would not think you would negotiate with. We're talking about perhaps adding to the Podville media family.
Mm-hmm.
a former intern of the Mike O'Mara Show, and somebody that we have periodically kept touch with.
Yes, of course.
More so than most of our interns, and that, of course, is Michael McIntosh, otherwise known as Mac, who the last time he was on this show indicated a willingness to move on from his job
topped
at
out.
He's outgrown Micro Center.
Yeah, yes. He's topped out
Micro Center, yeah. From his job at Lowe's, he wanted to move on to another day. Oscar seized upon this because they are staff short at Podville.
Yeah, it's hard to find good people.
Yes.
The right people.
But we'll settle for Mac.
Yeah, if you can't find somebody that's talented and bright, maybe you can find somebody that's easily told what to do. And I think that's the goal here.
No. What? This is
what?
This
am
is,
I wrong about that? Did I say
this is
wrong?
This is well? In fairness to Mac, he's far removed from the days of him pretending to go to community college.
Yeah.
So
and you should thumbnail that story for new listeners.
For those of you that don't know,
land long ago, far, far away. Tell the story, Oscar.
We had an intern named Mac McIntosh who was enrolled at Northern Virginia Community College.
Nova Coco.
Who had a full scholarship thanks to his grandparents. And they saved up through the Great Depression to send this young boy to college when he wanted to go.
Wow, more details are coming out than ever before.
Mac McIntosh squandered that opportunity by lying to his parents for a full semester. Instead of going to class, he would go to the Whole Foods parking lot, steal their Wi-Fi, and play online streaming games in his car and eat junk food.
Yep.
And listen to talk radio.
And there was a tremendous come to Jesus when the parents found out.
Yes.
We caught him too.
Yeah, we caught him because he was a prolific liar. We caught him and his parents caught him and he became what we call the black sheep of the family as his brother was a tennis pro.
Right.
And moving on with his life, Mac was siphoning off the proverbial teat.
Lived in the basement for many years.
From his parents.
Would drive home in the evening as an adult male, waiting to see what mommy would have for dinner that night.
Yes.
You know?
And then if she didn't have dinner, he would force her to order Domino's and the boneless chicken wings.
Right.
That's what he would get.
He also struggled with some health issues.
Correct, which he
still struggles with. And there was a perception among us that perhaps there was a little coddling going on due to his health issues.
Addison's disease,
which is a difficult thing to deal with.
Early on, he frightened me. I'm not scared of him anymore, but in the in early days.
You and I are in the same club on that one. I thought potential. Look, when you get somebody that's that off, you never know what the deal is. But over time, especially since we've been checking in,
he's grown into a fine young man.
Yep, he's become beloved. I love him because he turned his life around. Yeah. He got a gig. He got a regular job. Yeah.
Started taking showers. Is great.
Yeah, got a condo.
Yeah, good.
He wasn't wearing orange all the time,
but sometimes he still bought an orange car.
What's hard to find is people you know and trust and understand your pace and frequency and your expectations of frequency. But I mean that of like. How much information do you want to know? What needs to be known? Fine. And in this brave new world of, a tightening labor market, you start looking in the past of people that you got along with. And we have a pretty big blind spot right now because Matt is dedicated for, I would say, 60% of his day to TMOS, as he should be, because this is his prime job.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning, I feel like there's a lot of asks that may be distracting Matt, but also that don't get to Matt till after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And as our business grows, we need some support for Matt. And so if Matt is here for
that's what I've always said.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Mike, we asked you what you needed, and we listened.
So. So I reach out to
Matt. Please support him. He is burdened beyond burden.
Burden.
I'm not talking about for the team OS work. I'm saying for general running of a business, IT work. Fine.
Tech work.
Whatever.
Yes, yes. So tech work. So I want to bring in Mac to assist with some of the tech work because he's very apt at that. Now, when I called Mac, I wasn't calling him with this in mind. I was calling him to let him know that one of our good friends works at AWS, and if he's serious about going to AWS, I know there is a hiring freeze, but maybe he wants to talk to somebody that we know. AWS is Amazon Web Services.
Oh, I thought it was the average white man.
No, he mentioned that.
Cut the cake.
And Mac hemmed and hawed a little bit. So I said, well, do you want to come? Like, I've been looking for some support for Matt Bloom on the tech side for Podville. Are you open to coming in and just checking things out? This is when the negotiation started. I felt like I was dealing with Bobby Axelrod from Billions. And I also forgot, Mike, that there's a level of confidence with some of our former colleagues when they were interns as they grow up to become men, because if they have made something of themselves and came to us as boys and then became professionals of some sort.
Right.
It's almost like you've survived a certain hazing in life, that you're like, I already got through this. Now I'm this, right?
Right.
Survivors of the micro-marriage.
Yes, yes. So he's like...
that's pretty funny.
What kind of benefits are we talking about, Oscar? And I said, what kind of...
You know what he is. What? You turn that off, right? Yeah. You know what he is.
What's that? Greedy granny.
Oh, he is a greedy granny. That's right.
Yeah. Did you find that isolated?
Yeah, okay. Please.
Greedy granny.
Great fidelity. So... We were going back and forth. Just the level of negotiating someone with you didn't think you have to negotiate with, right. And I'm not going to get into the details, was somewhat, it made me proud on a certain level, because I was like, this kid, like, he's growing up.
But
right?
It had to throw you.
It didn't throw me. It annoyed me.
Okay.
Because it's not like we're pulling him out of Harvard Business School. He's at Micro Center.
And he's unhappy.
Right. And he's unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not, you know, it's time not to be a
greedy granny.
Now, Matt, this is the first you're hearing about this. Right. Do you get along with Mac McIntosh? Who knows if he's going to take this gig or he's even going to post? Who knows?
All I know is this, is if you offer him something that's too low, he's going to spit his teeth out.
Hold on. I got to get
a greedy granny.
Now, wouldn't it be nice not to be disturbed or interrupted during our show if you just had somebody that was like doing the stuff that you usually do?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Right? Granny. Now, my question to you is, with any new piece of the pie comes competition. Are you ready to compete?
Sure.
Great answer.
You know what? It's like
I believe it. It's like having it 1,000%.
It's like having Tom Brady in the next room, isn't it?
Right.
Are you ready to compete? Sure.
You got it.
I lost you guys.
We have your audio.
That's Mac.
Okay, there you are.
We're back.
Ask me if I plan on losing 50 pounds before Christmas.
Mike, are you planning on losing 50 pounds before Christmas?
Sure.
So, and this also...
But if you do that, Mike, there's one thing you can't be at mealtime.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Roddy caught me by surprise.
That's all right.
I'm doing it once, but you know what? I can't be at mealtime.
Greedy granny.
Mike, this also comes off of a really serious conversation I had with Matt when Matt, I think as of late, we were making
Rob,
jokes.
Rob, you okay over there? You're not stroking out on us.
You're going to be dead granny in a second.
He was making jokes. We were making jokes on the air about Matt and how he has to leave at 5 o'clock or 5:30 every day. He will never stay late, even if the project
especially
isn't done.
Now with the sun going
down. Well, it's not even about that. He's got plans.
Yeah.
He's got a spaghetti dinner on Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Tuesday now?
Tuesday. And then I asked him, I said, Matt, this is a Wednesday we're working.
Uh-huh.
I said, hey, this is Thursday. I said, hey, can you stay late tonight? Because it's not your spaghetti nights on Monday and Tuesday. And he goes, no, I got D&D tonight. And I said,
Dungeons and Dragons.
So he's got to leave for Dungeons and Dragons. So he scoots out the door.
Oh, man. That is a man with a life that is full.
So I sat there and I said, when I talked to Mac, I said, Mac, do you have Dungeons and Dragons on Thursday night? Do you have spaghetti dinners you have to leave? Because sometimes people need to stay late. Right?
Yeah. To get the work done.
Now, what is your open day, Matt? So I have a better, I guess, for tomorrow's Mac interview. What is your schedule like in the evenings during the week?
On Wednesdays, that's an open day that I can stay later.
Okay. But just Wednesday?
Just Wednesday.
What about Friday?
Fridays, I've got stuff going on. Okay. I have something going on like pretty much every day of the week.
Okay.
What's going on Fridays?
What's going on this Friday? Right away, quickly, tell us.
I'm hanging out with my buddy Mike, meeting up with him As soon as I get off work.
All right. What are you doing on Monday?
I'm flying in. That's what he didn't tell you. I'm flying in.
Yes.
Are you going to spend Friday night with him? That's why you were so excited to have him announce it.
Hanging out, you know, with my my buddy Matt, right?
Yeah, take we're going to do dad crap.
Granny. Take us through your week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Let's see. Monday, I've got the famous spaghetti dinner with one of my friends, and then Tuesday, I have spaghetti dinner with the other friend.
Because they split up.
Yes.
Splitsville.
Wait a minute. So the Hansons split up?
Splitsville. They did. Yeah. They're in the middle of
it. Now, just hold on a second, please. Oh God, we're
this is
late.
Great.
So she comes over for Dindin?
I hang out with her on Tuesdays. I hang out with him on Mondays.
And that's pretty much set in stone?
Yes.
Okay. And she comes over alone?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's done that plenty of times before.
If I remember Mrs. Hansen, she's a very, very attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that because you're a single guy.
Successful guy.
Yes.
Busy guy.
That's not something that's on the plate at the moment. Especially since, they're like going through their whole divorce.
That's when a woman needs comfort.
Who's a better kisser, the Mr. Hansen or the former Mrs. Hansen?
Oh, Mike.
On that note, we're going to go to break. Thank you. Well, good luck with Macintosh. I hope everything works out, and I hope everything works out with Pony.
More bread, Heather.
Pony, to be continued on that subject.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You scoundrel.
Maybe when the dust settles. I'm sorry to hear that about them. They're very nice people, and they like the show.
Sure.
But boy, all's fair. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, it's Twitchin' the Kitchen. Now that it's full-on fruitcake season, we're gearing up in the TMOS Commercial Bakery to start cranking out these delicious Rob's Beeswax signature fruitcakes. And today I want to introduce you to our newest TMOS Keebler elf that'll be helping us do all the baking in the big hollowed-out oak tree. It's legendary AC/DC lead guitarist Angus Young. Angus brings that great rock star energy to the kitchen that'll really help us crank out these incredible fruitcakes this year.
Ooh, baby!
Problem is, Angus is only about 3.5 feet tall, and Rob's already stepped on him 4 times.
I got 9 lives!
More brown sugar, Angus!
Yeah!
Pels, bells, go to MikeOMaraShow.com and order your fruitcake today. They're only available for a limited time, so get them now or you'll miss out for another entire year. Rob, you're standing on Angus again!
That's awesome, Twitch. Well done. Hey, a recent report shows that consumer debt, like interest rates, increase. We've told you about that. Historic numbers with the home equity that many homeowners currently have. It's a good time to consider tapping into that equity to save money every month. According to my good friend, Mr. Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, just because you have a low interest rate does not mean that you shouldn't refinance and take cash out to save money. And if you were to wrap a car loan, credit cards, or student loans into the whole thing, you can save hundreds, if not thousands, per month, even with a higher interest rate. If cash flow relief is the priority and you want to get your head above water, the rate is irrelevant. Credit cards and second mortgages are in the double digits, and in some cases, the cash out is tax deductible. Call now to check out what else these guys can do for you, because they're the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. We love them.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and Britney Spears isn't interested in having a biopic made about her life. In an Instagram post yesterday, that's her method of communication.
Yeah, she loves it.
She said, quote, "I hear about people wanting to do movies about my life. Dude, I'm not dead."
True.
This comes after Millie Bobby Brown. her comments on Monday's episode of The Drew Barrymore Show. I haven't taken that one in, the Drew Barrymore Show.
She is a blistering, sincere interviewer, Mike. It's really some hard-hitting stuff.
So Millie Bobby Brown, who's been famous forever, it seems, wants to play Britney in a movie. She said, quote, "I think her story, first of all, resonates with me, just growing up in the public eye, watching her videos, watching interviews of how when she was younger, I see the scramble for words in her interviews and I don't know her. But when I look at pictures of her, I feel like I could tell her story in the right way and hers only." Well, apparently that got back to Britney.
Leave Britney alone
right now. And she, you know, she didn't like that.
Well, you know, it's she would be a good choice because they've both shaved their heads.
Yes, yeah, but technically, you can make a biopic of somebody while they're still living.
Of course,
yeah. Right? Michael Jackson had like 20 of them made.
Yeah, every day.
Precisely. We already know that Black Panther: Wakanda Forever is going to be huge. It's going to be a box office beast. Here's proof you didn't need. It's already sold $45 million in advance tickets.
I have ordered mine for Friday.
Wow.
Have you really? Yeah. Wow. This is hot.
Pony, you should go see it with Mike this Friday.
Sure.
Yeah, he loves it.
Actually, we would like to see that.
I'd like to see it too, but please don't make me pay for the tickets again.
Greedy Granny.
Anyway.
That announcer. Great.
By Friday, advance sales could be in the $60 to $65 million range, which is more than the $55 million in advance sales that the original Black Panther raked in. Wakanda Forever is expected to open with at least $175 million in the U.S., although some experts are predicting up to $200 million.
With all of those tickets in presale, wouldn't it be great if Friday rolled around and they said, here's the thing, we don't have a movie. But we're just going to keep your money. So have a good day.
Well, that means they'd be a...
Greedy Granny.
Yes.
Thank you. Moving right along. Thanks to the success of Netflix Jeffrey Dahmer series Monster, we had Michael Learned on earlier this week, they're doing two more seasons focusing on other real-life monstrous figures. They've also ordered another season of The Watcher, which is based on a creepy person that contacts people in a house. It's a couple receiving terrifying letters in a mailbox from a stalker. These dramatizations of real-life horrors are becoming pretty controversial, and they've got people accusing Netflix of commercializing murder.
No.
I don't think that's exclusive territory. No.
That, you know, what ABC
was Unsolved
gets
mysteries for all those decades.
What about Dateline NBC? Yeah.
That's what it is.
Talk about that.
It might as well be called the Kill Your Husband show.
But look, I don't think you single out Netflix, but I certainly think you can't control art. You just can't. It's not
done. Every murder podcast in the country is hot.
Yeah.
But some have compared it to a cinematic universe at Netflix, like Marvel or DC. One person called it, quote, a serial killer extended universe. I get it. I understand that. But at the same time, you just don't single out Netflix when it's symptomatic of our entire consumer media culture.
Condition. If you go back to the 1960s, were we glorifying guns by having Westerns on TV every night? No, it's what people wanted to watch. They wanted
Another,
to watch Westerns.
Another person said Netflix is, quote, franchising a bunch of psychotic, misogynistic serial killers like they're the effing Avengers. I just don't think you single out Netflix. I've always thought, and I don't know how you would ever change this, and I'm all for freedom of expression, but... especially when I look at these Dateline shows.
Yes.
It's stunning, the obsession we have. Look, you can have a discussion about content and perhaps bringing more content to the table, but everything has been for a long time murder dirter. You know, just constantly,
yes, right? You're right.
I love murder
dirter. I watch it.
It's a good show. The murder dirter show.
You've probably heard, but the Powerball drawing finally happened yesterday after a long delay. And no, you didn't win. It was supposed to happen Monday night, but one state still hadn't confirmed their sales, which has to happen first. The winning numbers were finally announced 10 hours later, and a single ticket sold in California hit the $2 billion, so to speak, $2 billion jackpot. Winning numbers 10, 33, 41, 47, 56, and the Powerball... 10.
Since all this hype started, I think I sunk $60 or $70 bucks into Powerball tickets, and in all of it, I turned a winning of $8.
That's something.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I matched a Powerball one night. Yeah.
The winner was sold at a place called Joe's Service Center in Altadena, just north of L.A. The California Lottery announced it on Twitter and said it's the first time they've ever made someone a billionaire. Well, they haven't, though.
No, they haven't. Mike, do you want to hear what Joe has to say?
The owner of Joe's Service Center?
Yeah, because, you know, the sales, the person who sells the ticket, the firm that sells the ticket, gets $1 million.
A Syrian immigrant.
Right. Yeah, so this is Joe from Joe's Service Center.
The California Lottery is so excited to present the gentleman behind me from Joe's Service Center with $1 million bonus check. Yeah, round of applause. Joe, what are you going to do with your money?
I will share it with the family, with my kids, my grandchildren. I would like to thank all the media. They come in with this weather and celebrate with everybody.
That's wonderful.
He seems
I'm
nice.
Happy for the service station owner. Working. I really am.
They get $1 million.
The winner opts for the lump sum. Technically, it won't be a billion. It'll be plenty.
$1 million.
The lump sum would be $997.6 million. So technically,
it's round up.
23 people in 16 states matched five numbers. Good for $1 million. One of them in Florida gets $2 million because they did the power play option that doubles your prize.
Ah, that's a good gamble.
Wonderful.
7-Eleven, 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock. I don't know when they stopped selling Powerball, right before they did.
Yeah.
And some young buck rolled in a Razor scooter and said, I would like to buy a Powerball. And the guy said, well, it's going to be, you know, whatever numbers the computer gives you. He goes, well, where are your sheets so I can fill out the numbers? He said, no, some guy walked in with $10,000 earlier today and bought $10,000 worth of tickets and filled out all day all of the little numbers.
So he's out of paper.
He's out of paper.
God, 10 grand?
10 grand. Who's got the time or the money?
So stupid.
And if you're doing that many, you might as well have the computer selected for you because it's not like you're playing the same numbers over and over
again.
Maybe
he had a dream.
Well, he had a dream, and he wanted the whole thing for himself because he was a...
Greedy granny.
Yes, he was.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. And Popeyes has a buy one, get one deal. If you do a combo, you get a second sandwich free.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal. That's a $6 sandwich.
Yeah.
A great deal.
And a great sandwich.
Well, they've actually been... I like it when you guys
get the fatties.
Enthusiastic.
You do.
It's so true, though.
They've actually been running it since National Sandwich Day last week, but today's the last day. Wingstop has a similar buy one, get one deal, too. Another big chain also has a deal, but this one's controversial. Del Taco has about 600 locations around the country, mostly in the West, and they've got a buy one, get one crispy chicken taco deal for rewards members. So according to one of the largest Mexican food chains in America, tacos count as sandwiches now.
Well, for the sense of marketing, of course. It's an invented day anyway, so who cares?
Well, for National Sandwich Day last week, there was a poll. 90% of people said tacos are not sandwiches.
I agree.
Okay. Well,
what are they?
That's it.
They're tacos.
Huh. Tacos. That's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
We're running late now. A little something, something. Here we go. I said I'd have this on the homepage today. A Florida man is accused of striking a traffic control worker with his Porsche Cayenne after the two got into an argument over where he could go with his vehicle. That's according to Flagler County. That's Palm Coast, I believe. Authorities said the worker, who works for a private company in charge of repaving the roadway was called Camino Del Mar Parkway. Does that sound like Florida?
It sounds like they used a Florida name generator to come
Absolutely.
Up with it. Yeah.
He was directing one-way traffic through the Palm Coast area around 1:30 on Thursday when he noticed the driver of a black Porsche, later identified as 76-year-old Donald Allen Steimel. He entered into the single lane of travel when it was not his turn. Kind of dangerous with traffic coming the other way.
Steimel?
The victim... tried to stop Steimel to prevent a head-on collision, but Steimel reportedly became irate and yelled at the victim before revving the vehicle's engine, lunging forward, hitting the victim in the legs.
Mm. Mm.
After the worker was hit, deputies said he moved out of the way, so I guess he wasn't hurt that bad. But the driver continued on. The worker, who was not seriously hurt in the incident, was able to capture a picture of the vehicle's license plate that helped deputies to find Steimel. He was arrested at his home, just about 90 minutes later and charged with battery and assault with a deadly weapon. When asked about why he was so angry, Stimel said, "It's tough not having to work anymore and being able to do whatever the hell he wants while having enough money to afford a Porsche." He then drove off to the local Costco where he stood in front of the meat counter for 30 minutes without buying anything. Effer, thank you very much, Stimel.
Classic Florida Stimel.
Throw the book at him. God, down here. They're here.
I don't want to wait. I have somewhere to go.
76. You know where you have to go? It's a casket.
Oh, that's
where you have to go.
Stimel.
Thank you. I live down here. I can say that. We'll be right back, everybody.
All right, guys, it's going to be a long night, so I brought along Michael McDonald.
Hi there. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I'm kidding, of course. No, I'm overrated soul music superstar Michael McDonald. I'm out on tour doing favorites like Taking It to the Streets. I keep forgetting the entire Doobie Brothers back catalog and, of course, my number one hit, What a Fool Believes. When me and the boys on the bus aren't playing the hits, we're listening to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Minute by minute, it's the funniest content available. Get a subscription by clicking the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com and Yamo be there.
If I hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place to the ground.
Michael McDonald and the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Accept no imitations.
She came from somewhere back in the long ago. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. No need to stress over the holidays this year.
Aha!
Dadgrass.
Ooh.
Now has something for everyone. Tis the season to indulge, so let Dadgrass help you chill out and enjoy the Yuletide ride. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints and flower are very low in THC, rather high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. Try their CBD tincture drops or the newly launched CBD gummies. There they are right there.
Love
in
them.
Flavors like blackberry, ginger, good time hibiscus, lime, and nighttime berry. Chill out without getting stoned. Plus, Dadgrass didn't forget your furry friends. They also just released CBD dog bones.
What?
So everyone in the house can enjoy. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. It's out of sight. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Thank you, Dadgrass.
What experience are you having? We said we talk about it.
Yeah.
The show.
Okay, so I mean, it's I do the nighttime formula. And
yes.
I haven't done the,
those are
the
great.
Classic formula.
Yeah.
Yet.
So how long are you taking them before bed?
About a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You take the classic right before you play a round. I think it's going to give you...
Is that a nighttime one? No, that's a classic one.
That's a classic.
Okay, good.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
I'm excited. Just take one. I'm excited to see if you feel a sense, especially during your game, and this could be considered a PED.
Sure.
Because... You might just, you know, any anxiety you have when you're walking up or you're hitting the ball.
The anxiety I have today is over my injury.
Yeah, but you know what? But the injury is probably complicated by the anxiety because you tighten up.
I think so. We'll see. I think I can do it, but I'm not sure. By the way, my chiropractor, Chad Luce, I'm going to give him a plug here. What a wonderful guy. Took me in last minute yesterday.
First name Chad.
L-U-C-E.
Still.
Oh, I thought L-O-O.
Spectacular chiropractor.
Yeah, but still, like, how's your back? That's loose. Such
the pun.
Spectacular chiropractor.
Yeah, I love puns.
Really wonderful.
My father had a dentist named Dr. Novick.
Love
like
it.
Novocaine.
Yeah.
You know what? We had a dentist in my hometown growing up, Dr. Novi. Yeah.
That's also close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doctor, stay away from Dr. Yankum.
All right. I want to talk about Rob for a minute here.
Yes.
Because Rob Spiewak, Oscar, as you know, has been on a new journey since he quit the hooch.
You're actually a better person since you stopped drinking.
How do you mean?
You just don't forget things. You're like nicer. You're more thoughtful. It's crazy when you're in the depths of whatever.
Alcoholism, say it. That's fine.
You've been on a bit of a roll.
Yeah.
You've been on a bit of a roll.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, attention to detail,
Just your overall wit has gotten so much faster and tighter.
That is about the nicest thing you can say, because that was something I was worried that a mood shift could change the way I am.
Yeah. And we always worry about that. Yeah. We always, you know, worry about whether a change in schedule
I was really hesitant to take Lexapro. Because I was having some pretty dark thoughts at night, and they started me at 5, and now I'm on 10 milligrams, and I feel great. Yeah. I really do. It's crazy.
Look, what we're talking about here, and we're not out there promoting antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds, but I will tell you that if you see somebody, if you're feeling bad, you can really get great help that can make your life better. But, the journey you've been on since you lost a ton of weight and then you began walking. And then I know recently you have been in a place you've never been before, and that is going to the gym to work out. You're doing a better job of it than I was, because I haven't been since I hurt my back. I'm terrified.
I've been going about 4 or 5 nights a week after work. And it's a very new experience for me, because I've done some elliptical stuff, if I'm in a hotel and I couldn't walk, I could do that. Or I've also done, we have a community center, a rec center in Leesburg that I go to. So occasionally in the past, called Ida Lee. But this is the first time I've joined a gym, and it's Planet Fitness right in Leesburg. And
you don't give them a plug unless they're giving you
anything. No, they're not giving me anything. Yeah. But
he's confused by it.
He's confused
by Planet Fitness?
Yeah, because they upped them up into the premier top tier membership that gives them free tanning and a hydro.
Well, no, that was part of the stuff, but also I can bring a guest anytime I want. So if Carrie ever was into it, it's like getting a second membership.
How much are they hitting you for that a month?
And it's $40 a month. And that's pretty much
granny.
And I went to 4 different places around my house, and that's all pretty average, within a couple bucks.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. Especially if you use it. What I think where they get you are the people that join and then don't use it.
That's the whole model.
That's the model of it. But I do have a question.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, everybody. I seriously, since I haven't been working with my trainer, I haven't been in there once. I'm going to change that, though. I'm going to go at least once a month from now on.
I hate knowing
it's there just in case you want to.
Yeah, you want to stop by, check your mail.
Mine's $25 a month.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
Still adds up for a year. Florida, that's $270.
What, $30 a month if you run into somebody there with your Porsche.
That's a bonus.
That's the way that goes. Hey, man.
But it's
$300 a year.
The people are very nice. It's very clean. I like it. But
what are you doing there?
I'm purely elliptical stuff and doing that.
So you get on the elliptical?
Yeah, and I get in and I do that and I get out, and I don't like to prolong the experience. Yeah. But when you're on the elliptical for an hour, you see a lot of stuff going on in front of you.
Oh, it's the best.
And what I don't understand are the people that just seem to hang out.
They're looking to fornicate.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Because I see older
people. So you're there in the evening, which would mean you're in zero hour for the singles rolling in after work.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
How is the atmosphere, wink, wink, men and women, wink, wink,
there
at your particular place?
Isolated moments of greatness.
Mm. Yeah, but it's Leesburg, right?
Right. Yeah.
So it's not overwhelming.
It's not terrible. No. You've got college kids. You got people there. Like, it's not just all moms, right?
No. It's not all moms, but there are some grannies. And it's
Oscar. You know, used to go to places in D.C.
Yes, I imagine very different. Yes.
Correct. Did you not? Did you not go to places because you would like to see
If there was a better, if it was a better looking crowd, I would switch gyms.
Was there ever any standout where you were you'd see 3 tens a night when you go in there?
I haven't made it to this gym, but when I went to visit, it was just too expensive. It didn't make sense. And the pandemic hit.
It's called Camelot.
No. The one right down the road here. Jesus Christ. It's it starts with an E, not Evolution. It's the Highline gym that they have in every city.
Empire?
Ever. Not Empire. Club,
Empire.
God. Mike, let me pull it up. It was $400 a month.
You go ahead and pull it up, Oscar.
Yeah. And
but what we get mostly, we don't have a lot of outstanding talent per se, but what you get a lot are people that just do 5 pulls on a machine, then walk around a lot. And I didn't even, it didn't occur to me that they're
Equinox.
I've heard of them.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yeah.
When you go to Equinox, it's like central casting for the best looking people in the city.
They just show up?
And then they're like, that'll be $400 a month. And I said, this is before the pandemic. I said, no, thank you. That is a car payment. That's part of our mortgage. That is rent.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. That really is.
Before then.
Do you get tanning?
I didn't even get that far. I was like, okay, I had 15 minutes. What's going on? He's like, Mike, the dad grass gummies are so good. You could eat more because you forgot you ate them.
Yeah, it is like be candy. Careful. Don't take them to a movie with you because you'll just pop those suckers.
They can't be affecting you yet.
Come on. Seems to lack focus.
No, the regular classic, it doesn't get you high. It's just supposed to keep you mellow.
And I think he's mellowing, but it shouldn't be that fast. Maybe he took it on an empty tummy.
The best gym across the street was Washington Sports Club, but they had the worst amenities that I had, right?
Yeah.
See, I like that. I'm all about the stuff. If they've got the great equipment, and I'm also not about free weights. Free weights are the real gym rats. Those are the guys that can move weight. Yeah. You know, and we got some people down here that are just like Venice Beach guys.
Inverted triangles.
I follow your gym on
this
Instagram.
This is sad. Because you were telling us about the gym and he started following it on the gram.
It's like Muscle Beach, but in Florida.
Not when I go in the afternoon. Where if I really wanted that, I would have to go in like at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Then I'm sure it would be a little bit different. Maybe I will just roll by there.
But then you'll miss Wheel.
Yeah, I don't watch that much Wheel anymore or Jeopardy. I've gotten out of the habit.
My favorite elliptical is right in front.
Why am I talking like this?
I think I know. My favorite elliptical. They have a big line of televisions and is right in front of the ABC affiliate, so I can watch. Wheel is a great show to watch silently because you can play along. Jeopardy is hard because you have to read lips.
Have you thought about expanding your activities to move some weight?
Yeah, and I think I'm going to do that probably in the new year. I have a free training session with a guy that came
on. Going on to that one? Yeah. You're good to go.
And so because I do think I'm getting like some musculature in my legs from all the elliptical.
Have you been tanning?
No, I haven't done that yet.
You look a little more tan.
Well, I'm embarrassed.
Okay. But no.
Okay, that's good. Well, good luck. Continue your journey. Really proud of him, huh?
Aren't we?
I mean, he's proud of the guy.
He's walking like 3 miles a day.
Yeah.
And it's been like, it's been so long since he's really pissed me off, which means now that I've said that, it'll happen sometime on today's show.
It was Monday.
We'll be right back.
And now, some sentimental thoughts from the mind of Oscar Santana.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's going to get harder and it's going to get worse.
Keeping it real dumb.
When it gets harder, you get going.
Are you stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's going to get harder.
Stupid is a stupid doing.
I like that one. Dummy.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, rest assured, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whether you're discovering new places around town or really going the distance, you can experience even more with electric e-bike. The brand new Electric XP 3.0 is designed to handle tougher terrain and longer trips while giving you the best ride yet. Right now, for a limited time, you can save up to $250 on their Black Friday bundle. With the purchase of any 3.0 light or premium electric e-bike. It's only available now through November 25th. You can go up to 45 miles on one charge. And you can reach up to 28 miles per hour, MPH.
You know what about electric bike? They're a great outfit.
Wonderful outfit. They got a powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter with more torque. And more power with less noise. Oscar's in love with his. Plus, electric e-bikes are foldable and ship-free, fully assembled. You'll be on the road in no time. They include a removable battery, a bright LCD display, 7-speed gearing, and 5 levels of Pedal Assist to power your ride. It's their smoothest ride yet. Start your next adventure with Electric XP 3.0 today. Order now and save up to $250 with a special Black Friday bundle. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. It's football time! That's right, everybody. It's time to go to our number one prognosticator from Pahrump, Nevada. I give you the man, the legend, Nicholas Diamond. Nikki, how are you?
I'm well. I love myself an e-bike too, Mike. I love the idea of bicycling 27 miles and burning 4 calories. It's very good. A very feel. Great workouts. Just the breeze in your air as you pedal once and then hit a button and ha-ha, ta-da! I'm in another city.
That's probably not the endorsement they were looking for, Nikki, but thank you for making an effort. We appreciate that.
Well, look, I endorse, you know, enjoying yourself and not losing weight at the same time. So I think that's a good endorsement.
Very exciting. Nikki, I have a question for you. Have you been back to the Pahrump area at any time in the last, say, 2 or 3 months?
I haven't lived there in 5 or 6 years, Mike. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Nikki, you lived there last year.
No, I think legally they are saying that, but clearly that was not me. I was never, ever living at the Desert Green. That's a retirement community. I'm clearly in my 20s. That's ridiculous, Mike. I've
20s? Never lived there.
Very young man, very spry, yes. Very, I don't know complex, what they're referring to. It's a big miscommunication, big mixed-up mail fraud, things happening.
Nikki, do you ever, we're just coming off the Tuesday midterm elections, do you ever want to dabble outside of the sports world? I know there is gambling.
You can bet on that, yes. Sure.
Well, I noticed that California voted no against sports gambling, so that state can go F themselves. Okay, so, all right. The whole state, you know? I guess I'm with you. Okay?
That's a no, Oscar. I think that's a
solid no.
Oh,
that
one. Hey, you see the movies they're making? They have no problem with gambling, okay? All right? You're banking $50 million on that guy? All right, whatever. All right. Yeah. The guy we put a little money on the 49ers.
Nikki's a big Rounders fan. That's
loves it.
That's great Rounders. Very good movie. Yes, KGB. Excellent poker player. Got him in the end there, Mikey. Well done. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Let's move on to football now.
Oh, first of all, where am I? Where am I this week?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you, Nikki?
I'm in the future.
The future.
Hello, Oscar Jr. and little Oscarita. How you doing? Oh. Running around. Children, look at that. Just like that. It's going to work.
Nikki is he's alluding to is that I'm going to the fertility clinic right after the show.
Tomorrow, yes. Can we please get some
it's
sort of update on this?
It's going to work.
I asked my wife.
Baby, look out. I said, careful what you wish for, .com.
I said, what do I need? She goes, your phone and Pornhub.com. And I said, weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're actually going to do that.
I told you I'm
going to
go make a baby.
Wow, very, very excited. I can't wait to hear all about that. Tomorrow.
When I got my vasectomy, they provided the porn.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show, please join Oscar for minimum 2 segments. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very
feel good. Free, by the way, to email Oscar your favorite links that he will open at work to make sure that they will do the job. Merle Rogers, I know you're into some things, so go ahead.
Yeah. I think she has a Google Doc prepared. Oh, forward you on that. Yeah.
Don't open that Amato link. Amato, it's some freaking stuff, okay? Just trying to make a baby, not a crime scene.
Right? Oh, God, you're killing me, Nikki. We got to get to the picks. Let's go.
Let's get to the picks. Hey, Tom Brady, he's in Germany. Wow. Where's the avocado sausage? There isn't any. Okay, you're in a place where they serve real food. Okay, you prima donna. Okay, the Seahawks, they go to Germany. Brady, he's back. No, he's not. Seahawks win. Suck it, Tom. Okay.
Wow. Big comeback win, you think the Seahawks are going to. Okay, that's great. I love
that. I'm big on the Seahawks. Geno, big fan of Geno Smith. Good comeback player this year. Very good. Hey, Steelers. At home, getting 2.5 points, coming off a bye versus the Saints. We just saw them on Monday night. They're not any good. Short week. Mike Tomlin, home underdog. We're going Pittsburgh. They're not quite done yet. They pull this thing out, okay?
Okay.
How about the Chargers? Sunday nights at San Francisco. See, can you bet on it? You can't unless you move out of that stupid state, okay? Yeah. The 49ers, they're really good. They're really good at beating the Rams. But that's about it, baby. This is the Chargers. They keep it close. Take the 7 points. And how about your fantasy of the week? The Carla, yes. Glow me the money. Yes, glow gang. Derm glow. Yes, skin glow. Carla, take it over. Yes. I love me some Saquon Barkley, Mikey. Going against you. He can't stop the run. He loves to run it. He's going to put up a piece of art. A Vincent Van Glow, if you will. Yes. Yes. Let it glow. Let it glow. Let it glow. Oscar, you're having a baby. Twins, look out. Oh, my God.
There he goes.
Red in the face.
Very, very focused. You would think that Rob would go over things with him before the show. That's truly amazing. We got to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, man, we're already at Town of Sound. That's very exciting. There, buddy. The Town of Sound is coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. And, hey, I like it when he picks the Giants, even when they're playing an easy opponent. Yeah. I agree with him on all of his picks this week. That means he's going to have a very, very bad week. Anyway, we'll be right back with Soundtown right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you're lost in America and need some laughs, pull off at the next exit for the latest bonus show.
When the rats see me, they know I mean business. Philly doesn't know they're mean and dirty.
Honest to God almighty.
Right. I'm willing to evolve. Settle down.
No, I'm not going to settle down,
you
Rob.
Settle down.
I don't know all the Senate races, but I know Scott Disick.
I'm the best man.
But I won't hold her hand.
iPads are horrible.
I'm a mushmouth.
The TMOS bonus show helps prevent breakdowns and delivers more laughs and smiles per mile. Load up on a subscription now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh, by the way, our hairpiece secret is off.
I may have shared that hand-holding line with a buddy of mine, Oscar, over the weekend.
Let me give credit where credit is due. That is a line from Chris Rock.
That's okay. Recalling it is fine, way to give him credit, but it doesn't matter. You said it in that context. Yes. I shared it. Fantastic. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, pet spots? Sunday can help you solve all these problems before winter rolls around. The easy way. They've got everything you need from fertilizer. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Let me see.
The easy way.
Sunday can help you solve all these problems before winter rolls around. The easy way. So you want to pause there.
Yes. Yeah.
Just a comma.
All
I need.
You got it.
I consider three dots to be... Sunday can help you solve all these problems before winter rolls around. The easy way, they've got everything you need. They've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control. And it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn. I got that little plastic piece of junk that always seemed like it would break and then
terrible.
It would get all
spreader.
Crapped out. Where you got a spreader. That's exactly what it is. I don't even remember the name of it. But now I look forward to fertilizing lawn because it's Sunday. Sunday's lawn care products, quick and easy. They don't even make you go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Here's what I want you to do. Go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan. You don't eat it. You put it on your lawn. It's delivered to your door right when you need it. Sundays.
You don't spell it, son. You eat it.
Yeah.
Sundays lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, and molasses. You can eat those.
Sure.
Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Sunday, offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
We have many times discussed parody records, and I think we're going to make today's a game.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story. See if you can guess what direction they go to. All right. So
what direction they go to?
What record they chose to do or what angle they take on the parody. Here's the news story. Right. The National Park Service is going, and they've done this before, don't lick toads. Because there is an urban myth or a legend that there are certain toads that have a psychedelic effect if you lick their poison.
Right.
So they're saying don't lick toads. Do you have an idea of what parody record would go with don't lick toads?
I have no earthly
idea.
Toad
the Wet Sprocket?
That's what I thought. Yes. But instead they go old school. Mike, I hope you have your mortar standing by. It's Willie Nelson.
Licking toads again.
Thank you.
That's about right.
But it's look, I'll give him credit with the toad and road. You know, on the road again, licking toads again.
I like
again.
The fact that they put a frog sound in it. But that's a frog, not a toad.
Yeah, but I still couldn't. I could not not blow it up. Sorry about that.
If I were to tell you the name Dan McCafferty, would that ring a bell?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
I would guess, and we've never really discussed this, I'm just guessing that when you were a teen, you probably liked and or listened to the band Nazareth.
Not me. They were heavy metal before heavy metal, right?
Yeah, they were pretty heavy. Their lead singer died. He was 76, and this is one of the great cowbell records of all time. And funny thing about it, Hair of the Dog, the meaning of it, although it does mean like having a drink for a hangover. They called it Hair of the Dog, more like Heir of the Dog, meaning son of a bitch.
Oh.
The Heir of the Dog. So this is Nazareth. Now, the flip side of Hair of the Dog is a song called Love Hurts, which has got a lot of legs. It was actually done by the Everly Brothers first. And here's his vocal isolated.
I know this one. Great voice.
Great voice.
Nazareth?
Yes.
Great high note. Does this go all the way to the high note?
I believe so, yes.
Can we play it to the high note? Because it's coming up right after this. You played something right over the high note.
It's coming. This isn't Ghost?
Pretty good right there. That's what I wanted to hear.
Anyway, is this a song in Ghost?
No, I don't think so. It might be. I haven't seen Ghost in 30 years, but really a fine rock and roll voice and a loss indeed. So, Dan McCafferty, lead singer of Nazareth. Now, let's say you're Judge Judy. Do you think you have famous neighbors?
I read about this. Oh, okay. Judge Judy does.
I don't know.
She was next door neighbors with Justin Bieber.
Oh my God.
When Bieber was
pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining.
When Bieber was really having all of his trouble, and he wasn't peeing on her leg, he was peeing in buckets.
They were throwing parties. Yeah.
He was scared of Judge Judy.
He's scared to death of me. There was a period of time before he grew up when he was foolish and doing foolish things. And so I must have said something about it. And then I understood that he was paying the front door people to let them know when I was there, coming and going, so he wouldn't have to bump into me.
That's hysterical.
Isn't that great,
though? Gotta avoid mom.
Yeah.
Judy Scheinwin.
Yeah, but he really does treat her like mom. My parents are out of town. We can have a party.
Come on now. Don't pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining. I repeat it myself. I wonder why.
Good news for Charlie, Mike. In Pennsylvania, they've renovated the shoe house. It's a house that's built like a shoe, and it was originally built by a shoe sales company as a promotional thing. Yes, Mike?
Rob!
Yes, Charlie?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Yes. Where's my door? Been a long time since I've used it.
So are you going to come in?
Rob!
Yes, Charlie!
Rob. Oh, hi, Charlie.
There was an old lady who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do.
Why did she have so many kids?
Boo, Dr. Oz.
Okay.
Excuse me?
But now you can rent the shoe and sleep in the shoe for $269 a night.
That'd be a fun, like on a lark.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So here's information about the Pennsylvania Shoe House.
It becomes a fun place.
It's a fun place.
For the whole family to come and enjoy.
We've really tried to help preserve some of the original features, like the stained glass windows, in order to make sure that it lives on for many more years for people to enjoy.
And the thing is they've actually...
How much do they want?
$269 a night to stay in the shoe house.
Come on.
They extended it. They enlarged it a little bit. And now I can actually use it as a shoe.
Should be under $200 a night.
You think?
It should be under two. Yeah, I think so. I think they're being a...
Greedy granny.
Okay. Did you ever use a fake ID?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oscar? I'm not proud of that. You know what? I shouldn't answer that with being an influencer. No. I should not answer that as enthusiastically. I did, but it was bad judgment.
Yeah, I used a fake ID to vote. But this is a guy in Oklahoma. He's a bouncer. And this is actually how he spots a fake ID and actual footage of him using his fake ID logic.
Typically when I get a fake ID, first I'll let them know,
ma'am, this is a fake ID.
And then I'll wait for their response.
It's not though.
And that's the typical response. And then I tell them, well, if that's so, then why can I rip the fake ID in half like that? And typically they say, and then I say, you can't stay here and you gotta go. You can't stay here and you gotta go.
What?
She sounds bright.
Every other time it works.
And worry like that. And by the way, who's the bouncer? Patrick Mahomes?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Hey, you can't come in here right now. What's going on? I take the idea and I rip it in half. Now I sound like this, but I'm actually 800 pounds. Thank you.
The joy from that guy.
He loves it.
Ugh.
He loves it.
Crushing dreams.
Now, Mike, with your electric drum set, your electronic drum set that you have in your studio there, I know you can assign different sounds to each drum, but can you sample your own stuff, or is it just the stuff that's programmed in?
I probably can do a lot of it that I haven't done, much like all of the things I have in the studio. I don't read the instructions.
Understood. I pulled this thinking of you, Mike. We'll close with this. A guy took his electronic drums and assigned every pad and every cymbal with an actual sound from Beavis and Butthead. And then he played the drums.
Fire, fire, fire.
My God. I don't know. I found that funny this morning. It might be annoying this afternoon, but it was funny this morning.
They could charge for that, but then, of course, they'd be accused of being a...
That's
it. I'm sorry. All right, stop it. Shut up. We got to get out of here. Took a lot of courage for me to do this during the show.
More gummies, Mike?
It'd be great.
Oh, I might eat four tomorrow.
Oh, they're delicious.
Anyway, you never know. No.
Try them on ice cream.
They work. They work. Fine sponsor. Really happy to have them along on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, it's time for me to wrap things up. We got to get out of here.
Or you want to talk about Pink Floyd?
Tomorrow, Oscar, I don't want to exploit you.
It's fine.
I don't want to infringe on your
show, which isn't
privacy, but tomorrow we will find out about your trip that I didn't know was involving that to the Fertility Center. And, it's a great joy to finish one show and know that the next one's already written.
Already
which
done.
Which it will be tomorrow. Yes. We'll be back with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't know what we're going to do, how we get ready of those tumbleweeds. It's horrible.
Avocados from Mexico.
Greedy Granny. Stealing your cookies.